J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 23rd of August. Looks like Professor McKinney at the moment is not with us, so we'll continue. And that, of course, is the theme song from Raiders of the Lost Ark. Professor McKinney, in my opinion, is a real-life version of that fictional character. He is an archaeologist. He's also a college professor, or at least he has been a college professor. Great guy. He's a real deal, a wonderful guy and a Renaissance man. Okay, we'll have open lines at 512-248-8252. Had a couple of workers here at my place yesterday installing a new propane tank. Strong, healthy young men. It's good to see him. We still have a lot of strong, healthy young men. I shook the hands of this one guy, and it was like shaking the hands of an iron worker. I worked as an iron worker for a year, and so I know what the hands of an iron worker are. Impressive. They came in. They did a very professional job, cleaned up after themselves, and were gone before I knew it. We have millions of healthy young men and healthy young women all over this country living their lives. And in normal times, they just do what they got to do to live their lives and enjoy life. In hard times, these men and many women, they're armed. And when it comes to defending our country, defending our republic, they will do so. Whatever it takes, they will do so. They will rise to the occasion. I know they will. So in the meantime, we have what appears to be normalcy. That may be a complete illusion. People want to know, when's it going to happen, John? Well, it's going to happen when it happens. The Communist Chinese have their own timeline, which is probably subject to change as necessary. They know they only have one chance to do this and do it right. Otherwise, they'll lose. They have no intention of losing. They got their guy in the White House. What a coup that's been to have their guy in the White House, Joe Biden. Of course, when Obama was there, that was their guy also, another communist. Getting a note here from my engineer. And, looks like we'll have Professor McKinney with us in about 15 minutes or so. Okay. Jim, are you with us?
Hello. Yes.
Good morning. We only got you 15 minutes this morning?
Yeah, something's going on here, so I'll just check in and talk about what's going on.
Well, let's just make the best use of this time and tell what's the most important right now to get out to these folks, Jim.
Well, just reviewing the thing in Maui, it's become crystal clear, and there's a lot of people covering this, so... when that happens, I tend not to. But when it comes to, the complete, this involved a lot of local police agencies, people that there's a case where they requested the use of water in a river, and they were not allowed to use the water to put the fires out. And the reason was some woke guy there. Hawaii is full of these woke politicians. He said it was due to diversity, that there was not equitable use of the water.
What?
And so, yeah, that was the official reason for not allowing them to use. And this is water that's just passing in a river on a daily basis. You know, it flowed out into the ocean. And they said no, because of there had to be equal distribution of the water. That they couldn't use it.
That's insane. That's absolutely, the word insanity gets thrown around way too loosely, but this is absolute insanity to even make a statement like that.
Right. But that's the state of wokeism. And people have to realize you just can no longer have these people doing anything. Got to take them out, put them in a sandbox.
If I was the governor of Hawaii, I would order the man to release the use of water, or have the state troopers arrest this guy. I assume they have state police in Hawaii of some sort.
Yeah, but in the the heat of the fire and everything going on, that's when they needed it, you know, now in retrospect. But I'm just saying that's the kind of thing that's going on today. And it goes all the way down to these local levels. This is some little local guy there that's in his little position, and because of equity and proper distribution of the water, you know, for a diversity at, you know, whatever, they couldn't use the water to put out the fire. And this, you know, it's absolute insanity, like you say. But this is what is going on all over the United States, too. When you look at, like, the Palestine derailment.
The fire chief should have said, if you want to arrest me for using this water, arrest me, but I'm going to take the water anyway. That's what the fire chief should have said.
Yeah, but here's, you know, it delayed getting to the water supply. But also probably in a place like Lahaina, you have very limited, you know, when there's fires that are that many, that big, you know, even availability to water is in getting it to the right place. You know, once these houses catch fire, they're just like a matchstick. You know, they burn. They're burning up in like minutes. Right. And the other thing, again, is the death toll. I would estimate that probably many thousands of people, and these are women, children, grandmas, grandpas, people that, and they're still keeping that death toll count down artificially. They know that it's in the thousands, and the outrage would be so great, but the people listen to the news and believe that, oh, it was, you know, that's not such a big tragedy. A lot of buildings burned, but not that many people died. No, this is like Hiroshima on a small scale. So literally, this city was wiped off the map intentionally. It took aiding and abetting of the U.S. military. It took aiding and abetting of state agencies and even local agencies like the police, to where they won't comment. So these people knew in advance that something was going to happen. That's the only thing you can conclude.
Well, we have a man on the ground in Hawaii who's giving us reports just about every day, a retired airline pilot, Teddy, in Hawaii. And your information just adds to what Teddy's been feeding us. And this is the first I've heard about the water in the river not being allowed to be used to put out the fires. I can't see how that could even happen. I really don't.
But what's your source saying? I don't get to listen.
Says the death count is way higher than what's being reported. He says that FEMA is stopping food from being delivered, so the food is being brought in surreptitiously. FEMA has a blockade to keep food from coming in there. And so the people are stepping up to the plate and taking care of each other, despite the government trying to stop it, Jim. And he says the Red Cross is about useless. There's a lot more going on there than meets the eye, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and that area around Lahaina, imagine that's historically prime property, because when the whalers were there, this goes back to the discovery of Hawaii in the middle 1800s. That's when Hawaii was discovered.
Right.
Almost immediately, it was recognized as a valuable place, and the whalers moved in. And that's where they hung out, and that's why Lahaina has a tradition. That's why some of those buildings could be even dating back to those days, some of the foundational timbers and other things like that.
Right,
Because that's how far back that goes. So you don't have to be, you know, a real estate agent to understand the value of that property. And they've been trying to get those people out of there and buy them out forever, literally. And a lot of them are Native Hawaiians, and they've owned their homes, you know, so there's, you know, they've owned the property and their homes forever. A lot of them didn't have insurance because they couldn't afford it. So you have to understand the economic position of these people. And they had little shops and, of course, a major tourist area where a lot of money came in. So naturally, the big hotels And anybody interested in real estate would want that property. The calls right. started coming in almost immediately to these people on their cell phones. Will you sell my, your property? I'll pay you this much for it. I mean, this is how sick people are today. You know, and here's people that are missing the family members. And you have to understand, too, in an economy like that, a lot of these people live together. You know, this, Hawaii was a very, and the Hawaiians are very family-oriented. So, you know, they had grandma and grandpa living in the same house with all the way down to the great-grandchildren. And, you know, and that's just the way it was. So a lot of those people could not get out. They don't have a car, no transportation. There was no warning. There was no ability to get them out of there. So, you know, the original population was like 12,000, I believe, something like that. So probably about a third of them died in this, at least, and maybe more, maybe half of them. We don't know. There's no accountability.
Well, I read where a guy was flying a drone over Lahaina, and the feds had a way to bring it down, and then they were interviewing the operator of the drone. They don't want any public documentation of what took place here, do they?
No. And there again, the fire itself, and like I say, other people cover this who cover these fires, like in California, the same thing, where they just burned out an entire area. And you see the trees standing right next to a whole line of cars that are, like, burned to a crisp, like where you touch it and the car falls apart into powder. And there's a tree right next to it that's not touched. You know, this is definitely, like I say, and it took aiding and abetting or clearly cooperation or taking part in this, the U.S. military. How could an entire city be wiped off the map with some kind of energy technology and the U.S. military doesn't know anything about it?
Good question, Jim, and I hope we find some answers. We have a lot of people looking into it, don't we?
Yeah, so anyway, I just, you know, but the biggest thing there is the death toll is huge, and there's no accountability for these people, and the people are basically, I mean, this is like Hiroshima on a small scale, where you just bomb a place, kill the people, drive them out, and destroy it.
Well, Jim, I know you got limited time. Before you get away, let people know how they can listen to your radio show live and to the archives, please.
Okay, that'd be tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroads. Airs in his 23rd year commercial-free. All the archives are on my webpage, jmccsci.com. And also should mention that we have another stock reduction sale of the MR5 on the webpage. So for the best deal package, literally $1,000 off of the best deal package. Normally $2,380 is $1,380. Is the price right now. And what we're doing is just have some expenses because I just introduced a new product and there were some expenses related to this. And so we're having a stock reduction sale just to raise the money. But this product is now released also on the webpage. It's a NSF certified PFAS filter. And it looks just like the MR5, except it's got one big filter in it, and it's specifically for PFAS, forever chemicals. And it's an add-on to the MR5. You just put them side by side, run a 1.5-inch tube between them, and now you have an NSF-certified reduction of PFAS chemicals. And what they're finding, a new study found that the PFAS chemicals affect the immune system. In other words, it's everywhere. I mean, this stuff is everywhere. Every place they test, it's there. So the for decades and decades, the use of those chemicals has just gotten at every place in the water table, even surface water. And this will effectively take it out. The two things about PFAS chemicals is they're very small amounts that will affect you. And so this filter takes them out. And it's good for 80,000 gallons. So it's really a great filter. And it's $1,500. So anyway, we just introduced that. And because of the expenses related to getting that product up and running, I'm doing a stock reduction sale of the MR5. It's kind of a way to balance the business there and keep everything going. So I'm very happy about this. And John, of course, you're an affiliate, so if you get to John's page, follow the link to the JMCC Water Filters page and take advantage of that opportunity.
All right. Thank you, sir. Well, we're past 15 minutes. How much longer we got you, sir?
Well, is there anything else going on? I heard you talking about Biden and socialism and Obama. Oh, yeah. Really, Obama's running things now. And when people talk about Biden, that ain't Biden. Biden is an old man in the drool bucket in the basement somewhere. You know, this guy is the chosen out of the many that they use for Biden replacements. This is the chosen guy. So he does a pretty good job, fools most people. But, yeah, this, you know, they could put Howdy Doody in there, some wooden-headed puppet, and that's what they got, is just somebody who can occasionally read a line from a prompter or repeat something.
Right, right. This is the third Obama administration, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's, and even Obama, Obama has moved up in the ranks because he did his job, but he's still just a puppet in the works. He's no more than a face to put up there. He never made any decisions when he was president. He just sat in a room and... anyway, okay. John, well, I'll cut out.
Well, Jim,
here.
Thank you. We'll look forward to having you back next week for the full hour. Thank you, yeah. Jim. We'll talk to you next Thursday, next Wednesday.
Thank you.
We got a break. We got a full caller and hold. We'll be right back.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023. At antelopehillpublishing.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM. Where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless. Just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you meet it. You feel it coming. Creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jerry Moore on Wednesday, the 23rd day of August. We have on the line here my friend Linda. Linda and her husband own the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road. I'm looking at the photographs here. We got about 30 photographs of the beautiful Log Lodge on Yoakum Road, which is about an 8 or 10 minute drive from my home here in Davidsville, Missouri. Good morning, Linda.
Morning, John.
Well, these photographs, did you take them, Linda?
Yes.
You did? Okay. Well, they're great. They show the beautiful interior with the furniture, the furnishings, the exterior, which is beautiful. The main, I guess you call it, living room with a beautiful stone fireplace, and the what are the 30 foot ceiling? Is it 30
right.
feet
or 30? Right, that's the 30 foot peak, right?
30 foot peak with a nice large ceiling fan in the middle. And as I like to say, this is a high-end bed and breakfast where people come from all over the planet, people from Asia, people from Europe, people that could vacation in Miami Beach or Hawaii or Switzerland, wherever they want to vacation. But they pick the Log Lodge in Yoakum Road, don't they?
They do. Yes, they do, and they frequently come back.
So
they like
this home. There's a publication called Better Homes and Garden, which has been around for decades, and typically they feature one home a month and maybe have stories about a couple, two or three others. It's a pretty small number of American homes that have been in Better Homes and Gardens as a feature story, but the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road is one of them, isn't it, Linda?
It is. It was 2 or 3 years after they after they built the home in 2000 that Carol reached out to them. That's the owner, the one who actually designed it. And they came out and, yeah, they said that it definitely met the requirements. And I believe it was online. They put it on their website online.
Outstanding. Well, I'm scrolling here through the photographs here. It looks like there's a a wood-burning cook stove in the kitchen. Is that hooked up and usable or just for decoration?
That's just for decoration. It is usable. It's workable, but we didn't want to put a hole through the ceiling in order
understood.
To use it.
Well, I understood. I had a antique cook stove that burned both wood or propane.
That's exactly what this is. Yes.
Yeah. Is it a quick meal? You know?
I believe it might be.
Yeah, Quick Meals was a stove company in St. Louis, Missouri, and they built a very high quality stove. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you want a safe haven, you want a beautiful home, a place where four families could occupy and not feel like they're too jammed up together because there's four bedrooms and four bathrooms, a beautiful place in normal times, a place that could continue as a high-end bed and breakfast, because you would provide management and cleaning services for the new owner if they wanted it, wouldn't you, Linda?
Sure. Yeah, we could do that.
You could do that. Such a deal. Buy the place, reserve however much time you want for yourself, for your own family. The rest of the year, reserve it as a high-end bed and breakfast to help pay for the place. And then when it comes time to move there full-time, just stop taking reservations. Right, Linda?
Correct. Yeah, there's no contracts or anything with Airbnb. You can stop anytime. And we love using Airbnb because they also give you some added security with some additional insurance and things like that in case anything's broken or someone's injured. And that's a nice thing, too. Not that I'm advertising for them, but it's also a plus when you use them.
Well, those are all bonuses. And ladies and gentlemen, you go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Under the real estate section, you'll find the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road listed, and that's where you see all the photographs. I'm looking at one right now with is it a 12-foot Christmas tree all lit up there?
It is, yes.
Yeah, and it looks like a normal-sized Christmas tree, but it doesn't even come halfway to the ceiling, does it?
No, it looks small in that room. Most other people's homes, it wouldn't even fit in.
Of course not. My parents' homes in St. Louis would have fit. And that's why they built homes a century ago, because they had no air conditioning. They need the high ceilings to help make the place somewhat comfortable in the hot weather. But if you like what you see, contact me. I'll put you in touch with Linda to get the videos. Linda, thank you very much for calling. Don't be a stranger.
Thank you, Jeff.
Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Mr. Sandman.
Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. A lot there. We're 9 gigabytes of information that will educate you, inform you, entertain you, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry. Seriously, every human emotion there is at thelibertyman.com. Products that will help you, products that will help you achieve your goals of being healthy and independent. Custom log cabin kits. You want to build a cabin, a one-room cabin like Davy Crockett had 200 years ago, or a 6,000 square foot home as featured in Yellowstone, a log lodge. You can get anything in between. How about that? Commercial quality freeze-dried equipment from Harvest-Rite, the Liberator rocket heaters, and of course the grid-down redoubt that goes together with the EMP shield devices to make you energy independent. That would be a good thing. And last but not least, the energy cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, check out the energy cleaner. Arthritis pain slowing you down, same thing. Check out the energy cleaner. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. That's what I do. And, okay. All that's at thelibertyman.com. My toll-free hour line is 800-592-9543. Well, I got to my unit in Vietnam. I was put on the guard duty roster pretty quick. Maybe by the second or third night I was there, I was pulling guard duty. We had 3 men on guard duty all night long. 3 men every 2 hours. So it was burdensome. We didn't have enough guys to spread it out. I was on guard duty every other night. So guard duty would start at, I think about 1900 hours, 7 p.m., and go until 0700, 12 hours. So if you had guard duty that night, you would have a two-hour shift. You'd be off for 4 hours and then pull another two-hour shift, and then you'd be done. Part of that entailed going outside the wire. We had to do that every shift. Now, you civilians may not know what this means, but most of you veterans, especially Army and Marine Corps veterans, will know the following. But every military base has a perimeter, and typically that perimeter will have some kind of fence or wire, something, or a wall, as the case may be, with a gate, or in a large base, more than one gate. When you go outside the wire, you're outside the safety provided by that wire, that fence, that wall, whatever it might be. So every other night I had to go outside the wire by myself on guard duty. walked down the front of the building, then down the side, which was a alley about 6 feet wide, then behind the building, which is a little bit wider alley, maybe 16 feet wide, and then return by myself, walking very slowly. I had a string hanging from the front of my the flash hider of my M14, a string with a small weight on it, so that hopefully the string would tell me that I was about to walk into a tripwire that would set off an explosive device which would injure or kill me. That string would give me that slight warning so I wouldn't set off that booby trap, which they had done just a month or two before I got there. The Viet Cong had put an explosive device next to our building and blew out a hole in the side of the building big enough to drive a deuce and a half through, a 2.5-ton truck. Big hole, a really big hole. And I'll tell you, it was pretty scary. But that's what was required, and that's what I did. And all the guys did the same thing, of course. It was a life-changing experience, to say the least, to have to do that every other night for the first 3 months I was there. Once we got more guys, we could spread that out. I got a note here from my lovely wife that I now have a new account on TLB Talk. That's Tango Lima Bravo Talk. Archives and links to archives posted daily. So if you're already on TLB Talk, look for me there. So that was a part of my experience in Vietnam. I was told shortly after I got there with the first week that I had the opportunity, if I volunteered, to fly combat air missions. We, being psychological operations, we played loudspeaker tapes and we kicked out leaflets over enemy concentrations out in the jungle. And they told me, there was more, you do this, you'll get flight pay, combat flight pay every month added to your paycheck. I think it was $50. You'll get, if you fly first 12 missions, you get your combat crew members' wings, silver wings to wear on my chest. And if you fly 50 missions, you get an air medal, which is one of the higher decorations awarded in the U.S. military. So I volunteered. I thought it'd be great. And I flew 57 combat missions. I got my combat wings. I got my air medal. I still did not get one penny of combat flight pay to this day. Congressional inquiry yielded no results. Maybe I'll try that again. But I learned a lot. I learned what it's like to get into an airplane knowing that I will be shot at, knowing there's a high likelihood the plane will take hits. I don't know how many times my plane took hits, but it was many times. In the C-47, which is a DC-3, the aircraft's so big, unless the bullet hits near you, you don't know you've been hit. But in a U-10, which is also called a Cessna 172, there's no doubt in your mind you've been hit. Those hits were like being in a Volkswagen hit by a sledgehammer. There was no doubt whatsoever we took a hit. Luckily, we made it home every time. But I carried with me a rifle and ammunition and a canteen. We were told that because of some of the aircraft and helicopters that we wouldn't be on the ground for more than an hour before we'd be picked up. So that's what I did there. Because I had a security clearance, I was a courier of classified documents and cash. How much cash? Well, enough cash to buy a brand new Jaguar, full sticker price. A new Jaguar right now, a sports car, is $120,000 to buy a new Jaguar, full sticker price. I carried that cash equivalent in an attaché case, along with a stack of classified documents from the CIA, from military intelligence, from RAND Corporation. So that attaché case, that leather attaché case, was in my left hand while I'm walking down the street by myself. My 1911 45 caliber pistol is in a holster on my right hip, and my Thompson submachine gun is in my right hand. And I was quite a picture walking down the street of Vietnam there by myself with enough cash to buy a brand new Jaguar, a bunch of classified documents, and ready to take on any adversary. I learned to have a persona that the following persona. I don't know who this guy is, but I don't want to mess with him. That's the persona I developed at that time, which continues to this day. Never had an incident, thank goodness. If there had been one, I would have done what necessary to protect myself and what I was carrying. And as I sometimes say, I went to Vietnam a boy, I came back a man. I had the beliefs and attitude and understanding of an immature boy when I went to Vietnam. I came back with a deeper understanding of what life is, the meaning of life, what it means to be a man, what it means to do what you got to do in the event that something was taking place. We have a caller on hold here, hopefully with an update for us. We got my friend Teddy in Hawaii, the retired airline pilot. Good morning, Teddy.
Hey. Hi, John. Good morning. Thank you for sharing your experiences in Vietnam. And just want to say I admire you tremendously, and thank you for being so brave and coming back and doing something good with what you learned by helping us all to prepare and get ready. So. Thank you.
You're welcome, Teddy. So what have you found out in the last 24 hours?
Well, it has been a whirlwind, a tsunami of information flying around. I spent the greater part of yesterday, and the midday, with a telecommunications expert man here. And we were trying to get in touch with this man, Eric West, who's over there in West Maui. He's a realtor, but this man has taken over and done a wonderful job of sending out news reports. And he has a lot of things on YouTube now, and he has a 19-year-old son, Colton West, who I managed to talk to finally after a couple hours trying to find his number. But they had said they were getting something like 100 texts a minute from all over the world, people trying to offer help or get information. This is just to this one family that it's really been a hub of communications over there. So anyhow, what I found out is basically they're still in a communications blackout zone, West Maui, all the area around Lahaina. They have still no internet. They have very sketchy, if none, no cell phone. And they really have no help from the FEMA or the Red Cross. Mr. Eric West was interviewing a couple there that had been there 14 years, completely lost everything in the fire. And this was really educational for me, listening to their firsthand experiences. But he asked them, have you been helped by any of the federal agencies? He said, no, I've not been contacted by anybody, FEMA or Red Cross. And they have lost everything in the fire. They have four children, and they're not allowed to even go back to look at their house or to try to salvage anything. So they brought up a lot of good, interesting things. I'll try to be quick, but one thing is, there's a talk of biohazard. There's a lot of, now they're worried about biohazard things, even possible nuclear radiation there in that area. And there's scientists from all over the world are calling Mr. Eric West, telling him that these so-called investigators with the Three Stooges, the mayor of Maui and his chief of police and fire chief, the Three Stooges, I call them, under the supervision of Dr. Death, Dr. Josh Green, the COVID king, you can't fix stupid. That's what we say down south. You just can't fix stupid. These people are so inept. But these people from all over the world that are wise and experienced are saying they are not following any kind of right protocol in this so-called investigation of the Lahaina fire. Absolutely everything they're doing is wrong. They're very concerned there's going to be leakage into the ocean. Other nations are expressing concern that polluting the water, the oceans, could be irreversible from the unknown things that occurred that came into the Lahaina fire. So this is a worldwide concern. But the ineptitude of the so-called leaders of this government is just beyond belief, beyond belief. So
let's go back to the pollution thing for a moment. It's no secret what's in a home or a business that burns. There's furniture, there's clothing, there's wood. What's the concern about polluting the ocean from house fires and business burning up?
There's asbestos in a lot of those materials in these houses, especially older houses, some 200 years old. Asbestos is one of the things, but just like 9/11, which is just so much comparison with, they said more of the rescue workers died in 9/11 from what they inhaled and breathed there than died in the actual attack. And yet here, Biden and the complete clown show that they did with their so-called conference, here he has the gall to trespass and stand on the ashes and ruins of the city without masks, his whole troop and, you know, bunches, my entourage, tramping around in there and standing there for a photo op. But yet the people that actually work there wearing biohazard suits and respirator masks, I mean, it is just insane how out of touch Biden and his people are. And by the way, he was greeted with a one-finger salute by the majority of the Maui people of West Maui's watching their motorcade breeze by and giving the cheer, you know, F you, Brandon. But he has his windows closed. He has his handlers pushing everybody away. But let me get back to the biohazard thing. So this couple that was being interviewed by Mr. West, you can see them on YouTube. Hawaii Realtors is the name of his YouTube site. But they were saying when they got burned out of the house, they had no warning, no nothing, till 9:30 at night. A police car drove by at a distance yelling through a bullhorn, evacuate, evacuate, evacuate. So they ran for the hills. They had to leave everything. They ended up at the Sheraton somewhere, I guess in Kanapali, where they could watch and see from a distance what was burning, their neighbors, their home. And but this is interesting. I just want to share. He said that all night long he sat watching this and hearing this. And now there's a roaring wind going on there. There's a blazing fire going on. But he said he kept hearing boom, 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 these explosions going off continuously all night. And he asked one of the policemen around, what do you think, what is those explosions? They said, oh, probably propane tanks. Well, when he did finally, he did get to go before the National Guard arrested people. He did go back to his home briefly afterward. None of his propane tanks blew up. They all had safety valves. They all did their job. None. It was not propane. And it just reminded me of 9/11. You remember the reports of them hearing the boom, 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 boom as the tower started going down. Something funny is going on over there. It's not funny. I mean, something strange. So there's real concern. What are they covering up? What are they hiding? There's no truth coming out at all. They did a ridiculous press conference yesterday from Maui with the FBI man coming in to try to talk to cover up for them. But they keep, again, they refuse to say how many children are missing. This is the question on everybody's lips. The mayor, Bisson, will not say, will not answer. The chief of police will not answer how many children are missing. They finally admitted, that this list of 1,000 or 1,100 missing people, not one
hold
of
on,
them
hold on,
is
we have a break here, Cuddy. We have a break. Hold on, we'll be right back.
Wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry. It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
Hello, Teddy.
I hear you now.
Okay.
No
you got,
audio.
You got about,
yes,
about 4 minutes here to wrap up your comments. Teddy, go ahead.
All right. Yeah, well, this so-called press conference, they kept being asked, the children, how many children are missing, they won't say. They refuse to say. And I think Professor McKinney mentioned earlier this morning, there are many thousands that have died. It's quite obvious they are lying, they're covering up because they're protecting their jobs. That's all they're doing. These incompetent fools that they lie, the mayor, the governor, they're not giving the truth. Many thousands are missing. Many children are missing. They were sent home from school in the middle of the hurricane. The school is the safest shelter where they should have been kept. They went home to be alone when the fires raged and the parents couldn't get back on the 1-2-lane road with the power lines down. So it is a crime against humanity. It will come out, but they're really trying to control whatever flow of information there is. So there's a big concern. And let me just tie up about the biohazard thing. The one man, the resident there for 14 years, he's a handyman. He's a very renaissance man, wonderful, capable man. He was saying they now have great concern that this is going to be declared a toxic zone, unfit for human habitation, many of their home sites. And they're talking about putting down some kind of a plastic pink polymer foam covering that's just going to entomb everything and it will all be sealed forever. But this is contaminating the groundwater. They can't drink the water now. They can't shower with the water. They've been told it's unsafe down there. So anyway, this is the government solution. It's just cover it over with pink foam and let's get on with it. Run the people off. I mean, this is a concerted effort to run the people off the land. They won't help them. They won't leave them alone. And as I had mentioned, the military could come and easily set up camps and tents, shelters, food, kitchens, all of that. The National Guard is 80 miles away. They could easily come and solve so much of the humanitarian, the communications, the water, everything we have. They won't come. All they're doing is guarding the neighborhoods and arresting people that try to come back to their home. What does the military know? I guess they don't want their people over there because they know there's some danger there in that biohazard waste, which is what that whole city is now. So there's just too much ignorance covering up, incompetence, and we need to recall Josh Green. I just urge the people of Hawaii, let's get together, let's wake up. And I say again, the real Hawaiian people, they're the good people of Maui. There's two Mauis. There's the feds, there's the FEMA, there's the Red Cross. These are the evil empire. And there's the local good-hearted people, give you the shirt off their back, and they are doing that. They are helping, and they're running
blockades. Teddy, thank you for the update. We appreciate it. Don't be a stranger. We appreciate it. Thank you. Top hour break. We're back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
From beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.